Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us for today's conference call. I'm Jim Doyle with Business Forward, and I'll be moderating our discussion. Currently, all lines are in listen-only mode. Today, we are discussing the innovation economy and what state and federal governments can do to support startups and spur innovation. Join us to share his ideas is Delaware Governor John Carney. Today's call is a part of our series of programming designed to keep you informed about ways that small businesses can raise capital and grow. This is an interactive phone briefing, so after this presentation, the governor will take your questions. For those of you who are new to our programming, Business Forward organizes local roundtables, Washington fly-ins, conference calls, webinars, and media trainings for more than 100,000 business leaders across America. At these briefings, entrepreneurs, investors, small business owners, and executives get the chance to brief policymakers on issues affecting their businesses and how Washington can work with businesses to accelerate our economy. Today, more than 550 senior administration officials, members of Congress, governors, and mayors have participated in our programming. This is all thanks to the support of more than 60 of America's largest and most respected companies. Before we get started, I'd like to cover a few housekeeping items. First, we are recording this call, and it will be available as a podcast, which you can download from Business Forward's website. We also will also send you a link to the podcast and a follow-up email that we'll send after today's call. Second, this is an interactive phone briefing, and there will be time for you to ask questions. You can do this one of two ways. You can press 1 on your dial pad at any time to put yourself in the queue to ask your question live, or you can email us the question to us at info@businessfwd.org. When we call on you to ask a live question, please introduce yourself with your business and where you're calling from. Please include the same information if you email us a question. Again, you can press 1 to ask your question live or send your question via email to info@businessfwd.org, and we'll add it to the queue. Let's get started. Please welcome John Carney, Governor of Delaware. Governor?
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here with all of you. I thank Business Forward for the invitation to join you today and to share a few thoughts with you about some of the things that I'm trying to do here in Delaware as the new governor of Delaware. I was sworn in January, and so I've been on the job for just a few months. I've spent a lot of my time over those months trying to address a $400 million budget deficit on a $4.1 billion total budget, which is small, I'm sure, compared to states and maybe even counties and cities where many of you are from, but it's a significant challenge for us. The budget challenge is really kind of a simple, you know, structural thing as a result of the fact that our expenses in terms of education, the number of students coming into our schools, most of the expenses for education in Delaware, K-12, is provided by state funds. You add that on to healthcare expenses of Medicaid and state employees and retirees, and you have a significant portion of your budget, probably 40% or better, that's growing a couple times the rate of economic growth, and certainly greater than our revenues. So I've been out in public trying to sell a budget plan that is a mix of budget cuts and revenue enhancements. And I've looked at the decisions that we've had to make in terms of taxes that we've proposed to raise on the personal income tax side, and in terms of our corporate franchise fees, which is our incorporation business, which is a big deal here in Delaware, and then cuts that we're trying to make on the other side. And the number one principle that we have made these decisions looking at is whether or not Delaware, these decisions, a budget cut or revenue enhancement, the tax increase, will make the state more or less competitive, particularly with states in our region, Pennsylvania, Maryland, New Jersey, New York, and others here in the Mid-Atlantic region. So we look very carefully at our personal income tax rates, comparing them with the states around us. We've also embraced a proposal put together by the Delaware State Chamber of Commerce and the Business Roundtable, which is an organization of private business leaders in our state that developed a proposal last year when I was running for this office as Delaware's lone member of Congress to privatize our economic development efforts in our state. This is something that's been done in a number of states across the country, We had those states as models to look at, and we have now, through executive order number one, the first thing I did after I was elected was we put a task force in place to come up with a specific recommendation as to how we would do this in Delaware, and essentially is geared towards the reality that the economy today, which we compete in every day with states across and regions across the country, is more of an innovation economy than it's ever been. It's certainly more of a small business and startup economy than it's ever been here in Delaware. For those of you who know a little bit about our state, you know that the foundation company in our state for the last 200 years is the DuPont Company, which when I was growing up in the northern part of our state probably had 30 to 40,000 employees, including major headquarters in downtown Wilmington, several manufacturing facilities, a large R&D facility known as the DuPont Experimental Station, at which many of their products, chemicals, and materials were developed over the years, including nylon and many of those similar kinds of products and materials, which really was the engine of growth and employment here in our state for generations. You add to that two automobile manufacturing plants, a Chrysler plant and a General Motors plant, both of which are now closed after the recession there in 2008. DuPont today has probably, when they announced their merger with Dow about a little over a year ago, they had 7,700 employees compared to 30 or 40,000 in years past. They were no longer occupied any of the main business headquarters downtown Wilmington. They had moved their headquarters out to the suburbs, and now today they probably have fewer than 5,000 employees in our state. Over the last 30 years, our financial services sector has grown from, you know, essentially our commercial banking institutions to large financial services companies like JP Morgan Chase, Capital One, to replace some of those jobs. But increasingly, it was clear that if Delaware was going to have a strong economy going into the future, we had to do things differently than we have had in the past. And so we've embraced this idea of a public-private partnership where we would put together a board, including myself and other government officials, as well as private business leaders that would make contributions to the overall operations and drive a more entrepreneurial economic development effort. In the meantime, our flagship research university, the University of Delaware, has increased its activities in entrepreneurship programming with a Horn Center for Entrepreneurship, and they have a number of students that increasingly are going through that program. We have, the state, have developed a co-working space at the experimental station, the DuPont Experimental Station, which today and increasingly will become a multi-tenant facility, no longer the sole domain of the DuPont Company, one of the foundations that that spun off of DuPont family money has created a hospital there near the experimental station, and they've taken space to do research in healthcare and health delivery. The state is partnering with the University of Delaware and with Dow DuPont to develop innovation space to try to cultivate science-based research and commercial development out of that experimental station. And we've also taken and are redeveloping space at the old Chrysler plant, which is adjacent to the University of Delaware in Newark, and creating co-working and innovation space there, again, to cultivate research and development and hopefully ideas that will be commercialized out of that center. So increasingly, we are engaging with the private sector to cultivate this ecosystem of entrepreneurial activity, and so that Delaware can be more competitive in an innovation economy. So with that as kind of an introduction to some of the things that we're trying to do in our state, I'd be happy to entertain any suggestions, any offers to for businesses to come locate here in our state, or questions that you might have about the things that we're doing.
Great. Thank you, Governor. Our first question is from Evan Mason in Dallas, Texas, and his question relates to skills training, helping start new companies is a start, but how can we make sure that entrepreneurs can find employees with the skills they need for 21st century jobs?
That's a great question, and I happen to believe that the regions and the states, the cities that are going to be successful are those that have the best trained, best educated workforces. When we were in competition with the states of Indiana, Iowa, and Michigan for the headquarters of the merged Dow DuPont company, which then plans to split off into three separate companies, including an agricultural company, which decided to locate in Delaware, workforce was a big issue for them. And of course, the biggest part of that is where the graduates and collegiate agricultural programs, master's degree, PhD programs going to come from. We already have a deficit in, as most regions across the country, in IT workers. We have a particular program here in Delaware, kind of a boot camp program where young 20-somethings are trained to be programmers, which are in high demand among our financial services company in our state. The companies themselves provide internships for those students, and they, so far, they've had three graduating classes, 30-some students or so apiece. And they've all been hired directly into companies like J.P. Morgan Chase, Capital One, and other financial services companies in our state. So developing quality workforces is critical, not just on the high-tech side. I find as I travel up and down our state from Dover Air Force Base to Mount Air, which is one of our poultry processing plants, that they're always looking for diesel mechanics for their trucks and for the diesel vehicles at the air base. And so we've started programs through our VOTEC system and Delaware Technical and Community College to train and make sure that there are trained diesel mechanics in the workforce. That's just one example of the skilled trades that are needed in today's economy, in addition to the science-based and the STEM-based workers.
Thanks. If you're interested in asking a question, you can email it to us at info@businessfwd.org, or you can press 1 and be put in our queue. We've had a couple questions, Governor, that relate to intellectual property and recent U.S. Supreme Court venue decisions. This one's from Peter Harder of the Farrington Group. Delaware courts are a venue of choice for many reasons. Patent lawsuits have been coming to Delaware in recent years, and now the U.S. Supreme Court's venue decision in the T.C. Heartland case. This is likely to increase thanks to the shift to having to sue someone where they have their corporate headquarters. What is Delaware doing to prepare for the surge in economic activity? And then a related question, what can the governor do to help fill open seats on the federal bench in Delaware?
Really good question, and it is something that we see an opportunity. As many of you probably know, our corporation business here in the state of Delaware is a center of excellence. We believe our corporate statute is the best in the country. It is something that obviously can be copied. What is difficult to copy, though, is our Chancery Court as the venue of preference for corporate litigation here in the United States. We have a similar center of excellence in bankruptcy court in the federal side. I'm not a lawyer, but I've been involved in these kind of activities as a member of Congress, formerly as Secretary of Finance in here. We protect our corporation business as best we can. One of the issues that we've experienced some difficulty with is the question of beneficial ownership as it relates to illegal activity, people using shell corporations, and we've come up with some proposals for the Congress to help address that and make information available to the law enforcement agencies. With respect to IP, Delaware, again, is a center of excellence there, and we believe, as the question suggested, that we will get additional cases that come to our state by virtue of the fact that companies are incorporated here. We do have the expertise, IP legal expertise here in our legal community. We have the Chancery Court and the federal courts for that litigation to take place. Senator Carper and Senator Coons do work hard. We do have gotten additional judges in the bankruptcy court. Other federal judges, you know, they push for and make a priority. Senator Coons is on the Judiciary Committee in the Senate and has had some success there, but that's an area that we will continue to work on, because it is if you added all the corporate attorneys and people that did that kind of work in our state and put them all together in one company, it would be a company with thousands of employees.
Thank you, Governor. We have a question now from Jim Krizwicki from Boston. Jim, you're live.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm interested, Governor, to know if there are any specific programs to help small and medium businesses get into the export game. I mean, we've heard people say 95% of consumers around the world don't live even in the United States, never mind a state as big as Delaware.
Yeah, so we have a unit in our Department of State called the World Trade Center, and we've done a lot of efforts over the last, 5 to 10 years, working in particular with small businesses to create and to find, identify opportunities to export products around the world. It's a challenging enterprise given the issues around scale and meeting the needs of clients internationally, or customers internationally, I guess I should say. But it is an area that we try to work on, and I think an area that we can do more on. One of the things that we are seeing more of in Delaware is interest in different parts of the world. Africa comes to mind. There are a lot of Delawareans of African descent, the African diaspora who have located here in our state, have connections in Nigeria, Ghana, Liberia, many African countries, and are interested in creating economic activity between the United States and the African continent. Senator Coons has hosted and sponsored a statewide seminar and conference on Africa, bringing those stakeholders to a program each year, and hopefully we'll see some positive activity coming out of that in terms of commerce in the years ahead.
Thank you, Governor. Our next question is from Leon Jamison from Delaware. Leon, you're live.
Thank you, sir. How are you doing, Mr. Governor? I do have a question. My question is, what does Delaware have in store as far as training for small businesses to make them more effective in the state and community to increase employment and to drive revenue in our state?
Yeah, so we have a whole section for kind of Main Street small business development in our Economic Development Office. That is an area, I talked about the public-private partnership for economic development at the outset of this call. P3 will focus primarily on large company recruitment and retention, as well as marketing and the innovation economy. We will retain support for Main Street small businesses, the ones I think that sound like the ones that you're talking about, in the Department of State. We have two groups that work closely with small businesses. One that's called the Small Business Development Center. Located at the University of Delaware, and they do just the kind of thing that you were asking about, help small business owners develop business plans, look at ways to market their products better, and to handle inventory and whatever those questions are. In addition, we have a program in Delaware called SCORE, which is a group of retired business executives, mostly former DuPont business people that work and mentor individually small business owners and dealing with the different challenges that they have in their businesses. So a number of those efforts are ongoing. The small business economy in our state is small and is the driver, frankly, of new job growth along with the innovation economy.
Our next question is from F. Lee Simmons from Evanston, Illinois. F. Lee, you are live.
Hello, Governor. How are you doing?
Good.
I wanted to pick up on the idea from exporting standpoint. Our company is involved in a number of innovative technologies. I would think one is we're about to introduce power over fiber. We've been involved in nanotechnology for a while, and we're about to hit this growth phase, whereas with this technology, we expect a lot of opportunity, but it's like where we can locate, who we can work with, that next level of financing, and the whole shebang. I know on the East Coast is very strategic in regards to optics. Most of the best optics engineers are on the East Coast from the old Kodak days. They sort of scattered around, even in your area. And we see this as an area for us to move out of the Midwest into that area, but we need to be facilitated in order to do this. And this, as I was saying, this concept of power over fiber is really tremendous. And our first test, we're putting about a megawatt. We're converting the wavelength, of course, because you can't get it with standard fiber. So we're converting the wavelength. We're doing something else. We're getting about a megawatt of power that we can do on each floor. So the opportunity is there. And we got a lot of international response, but this is a big job creator, and we're just trying to find a home somewhere on the East Coast to work with the optics engineers to bring in financing and take it to the next level.
So we'd be happy to talk to you about that. A lot of our research-based activity going on here at the incubation centers is in the biosciences and chemistry and plant sciences, that type of thing. But this is certainly something that we'd want to take a look at. There's a lot of activity around port development along the Delaware River and Bay with the opening of the Panama Canal, the widening of the Panama Canal, the expectation that global trade is going to use that expanded canal to bring more traffic up the Delaware River and Bay. Whether or not that's relevant to your business idea, but we'd be happy to talk to you. That'd be something that our World Trade Center group would handle and try to work with, obviously being close to, you know, Philadelphia and New York, those centers of capital formation investment. You'd mentioned second level funding is always a challenge that we encounter with small and growing businesses. But one where we have folks that could help you if you want to give us a call.
And we'll make sure to forward the relevant contact information to you, F. Lee. Thank you very much. We've only got time for one more question, Governor, and we've received a few that relate to broadband and the importance of offering broadband for tech startups in particular. Is Delaware doing anything on broadband, and is there anything you've learned from that other states might benefit from?
Yeah, so it's a big priority for us. The northern part of our state, particularly the city of Wilmington, has significant broadband resources and infrastructure, and that's very helpful for some of the co-working tech spaces that we have. I mentioned earlier that the former DuPont business headquarters buildings downtown are no longer occupied by the DuPont company. One of those buildings, the Nemours building, is part of it is occupied now by co-working spaces that houses tech entrepreneurs and small fintech companies that are putting down roots and hiring more people. And of course, one of the big benefits there is the broadband access that they have. What we really are focusing now on is getting broadband access to the more rural areas in the southern part of our state. We have a piece of legislation in that would enable that to happen here in the General Assembly. We also have been contacted by private enterprise to use our transportation highway right-of-way to expand that access, and it's something that we're looking very carefully at. I happen to believe that some of these small towns in the more rural, less populated part of our state can really be hubs of tech innovation if we could bring broadband to those areas. Already the quality of life is something, particularly in the beach area, that people gravitate towards. And if we have more economic activity, particularly in tech businesses, I think that would be a real benefit to the area. So,
thank you very much, Governor. We appreciate it. We've got a number of people who sent us emails, and what we'll do is we'll forward those questions to your staff. And if you have any additional information, any questions you'd like to ask, please send those to us at info@businessfwd.org. Before we go, just a couple announcements. Join us next week for a conference call on Wednesday with the Department of State about their resources for companies doing business abroad. We'll have a call the week after that on tax reform. Please check email for a recording of today's call and a quick survey. We're always trying to improve the quality of our programming, and we really appreciate your feedback. Thank you all for making time for us. Governor Carney, thank you very much for answering our questions. We really appreciate it, and we'll look forward to working with you in the future.
Thanks very much, Jim. It's been great to be part of the call and promote the little jewel of the state we have here in Delaware.
Thank you.